It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News. The Senate appears to be closing in on a rare bipartisan agreement on new immigration reform and border security, but that deal's in jeopardy with key Republicans expressing concern former President Trump could derail the negotiations.
Sources familiar with negotiations confirmed the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over certain levels. The possible bipartisan deal has come under pressure from Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, trying to appeal directly to the former president.
I will say to President Trump, if we can put this package together the way I hope it falls into place, that you'll have more tools to secure America than you've ever had.
Trump has made immigration one of his top campaign issues. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners back in the air and carrying passengers. Alaska Airlines and United, the only two U.S. airlines that operate the particular model, put both the jets back in service. Dave Packer, ABC News.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More Americans are earning college degrees and making more money. But as Mike Moan reports, some groups are not doing as well as others.
The Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce says between 2010 and 2020, the proportion of U.S. residents with degrees increased by nearly 7 percentage points, leading to $14 trillion in additional net earnings over workers' lifetimes. However, Center Director Tony Carnevale says even though all racial groups saw positive movement, there was no substantial change in narrowing gaps.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
He says that undermines efforts to establish racial and economic justice. According to state-level data within the report, Wisconsin mirrored national progress with a 7 percentage point increase in degree attainment. The racial gap narrowed for Latino adults but widened for black adults. If the U.S. wants to get serious about eliminating these disparities, Carnevale says it starts with creating an even playing field in early childhood education and K-12 schools.
Getting from childhood to a good job in the United States is a long walk, and you have to focus every step of the way, because the way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
Report authors say if all racial and ethnic groups had the same college degree attainment as white adults, the nation's workers would see an additional $11 trillion in lifetime earnings. The summary included data for associate, bachelor's, and graduate degrees. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some patchy fog, then some clearing taking place in the afternoon, with our highs rising to the upper 30s, light southwest winds developing. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies at upper 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, a little bit of rain possible in the afternoon. Currently 29 degrees.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. 4 people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News.
Marquette wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. Both teams short of their top shooters due to injuries. Marquette using several players off the bench like Ben Gold, who had 9 points. Up next for the number 14th-ranked Golden Eagles, they're on the road Tuesday against Villanova. NBA, the Bucks grounded the Pelicans 141 to just 117. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 30 points, a dozen rebounds. New head coach Doc Rivers introduced at a press conference. Rivers, who led the Celtics to a championship in 2008, was asked about the pressure to do the same here in Milwaukee.
It's interesting, when I took the Boston job, I got a lot of calls from coaches to tell me not to take the job. The expectations would be too unrealistic. And I'm like, what? That's ridiculous. You want to that, and you want expectations, and this team has them.
That's Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some patchy fog, then some clearing taking place in the afternoon, with our highs rising to the upper 30s. Light southwest winds developing. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies at upper 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A little bit of rain possible in the afternoon. Currently 29 degrees.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Leah Hale, a documentary producer of The Electric Indian, the story of our friend, late great friend, Henry Boucher. And also, it'll be on the TPT on March 26th. So check your local listings. And there's a couple other showings we'll ask about. But, you know, in between the commercial break, Haley came up with a couple great questions. And I don't know if you know this about me, but for 30 years, I taught film and video in the high school. And would love to know how you got your start and what got you into, of course, it's very traditional that we tell stories, but how you got into film and documentary work.
Sure. So I grew up in the city of Pico Rivera, that is near East Los Angeles. So, you know, I grew up as a young Native youth in the Native community in the Los Angeles area, which is probably, I think, home to the largest off-reservation community. So, you know, growing up so close to Hollywood and never seeing ourselves, you know, on the big screen, that really made an impact on me since I loved going to movies. but you know what? I think where I got my early interest was probably from my mother. My mother, her name is Marshila Hale, and she actually was an actress you know, and when I was growing up and when I was young, I used to see her get roles, you know, kind of like in the background on shows like Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, you know, and she would be like in the background with like a buckskin on, like walking by or something, you know. It was just always
looking all sacred, you know, like, that, huh?
Yeah, things that were always that depicted us pre-1900, you know, and so I always, you know, just kind of thought about those things as a young person. And, you know, I remember as early as like 8 years old, getting together with my siblings and cousins and, you know, cranking up the Disney movie Cinderella and having the big VHS camcorder and, you know, acting out our own scenes, but, you know, in a way indigenizing it. So that was my early interest, you know, but so I always carry that, you know, motivation to want to be a storyteller. So I ended up going to the University of California State University Fullerton. I went through their radio, television, film program. So that's kind of where I got
there. Or she graduated from there, but yeah, very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. How long you been collaborating with TPT? Because you said you did two other. Would you like to mention the two other documentaries you did too?
Sure. So I believe this coming March, it will be my 12th year at Twin Cities PBS. Time does fly by. When I first moved out here, I believe it was in around like 2009, 2010. I actually got my graduate degree from the University of South Dakota in American Indian Studies. And I heard of this awesome Dakota language program at the U. So that's kind of what sparked my interest to come out this way. And, you know, I really fell in love with the community. It's such a vibrant Native community here. And, you know, I really, instead of going back to Los Angeles, I kind of wanted to see if I was able to, you know, get into the film industry here. And TPT was my doorway in. So, like I said before, Visionmaker Media has really been a supporter of my work. So they funded my very first documentary, which was entitled The People's Protectors. And that was actually a film that focused on the Native American experience in the Vietnam War. And my second feature was Bring Her Home, which was about following three women's lives and how they, you know, dealt with missing and murdered Indigenous women, the epidemic, and how, you know, they faced challenges in their lives. But really, it's a film about, you know, finding that resiliency in yourself, within yourself and in your community to, you know, come together and figure out ways to not only bring attention to the issue, but find ways of healing. So that's what Bring Her Home is about.
Yeah, well, I've seen that one, and that is a beautiful story. And one of the things, how long is the TPT documentary coming up, the Electric Indian?
So we really try to tailor our films to fit, you know, programming, and we always try to aim for a national spot. Mm-hmm. Right now we're in conversations on getting it released nationally, but so usually we try to make them convenient to fit in programming slots of an hour. Mm-hmm. So it's around 57 minutes. That's what usually my films are, feature length ones are.
Boy, being an editor and a filmmaker myself, it's got to be hard, because it sounds like you had boxes of great footage and also Henry at the time, and talking to the people that played with him and grew up with him. That had to have been hard.
Yeah. I spent many, many months. I would say I started my pre-production planning in the late summer of 2022. And really, what really got us going was I received a call from Henry Boucher, and he basically just told me directly that his health was declining pretty rapidly. And he, you know, shared with me a lot of what the ailments that he was going through. and just the challenges that he was facing. So he kind of told me, you know, he's the one that lit that fire under us. And he was like, we got to get it going. So, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of like dropped everything what we were doing at that time and really just focused. How are we going to get, how are we going to like, you know, just get this plan, get this ship going. So I really spent, you know, a good chunk of the fall writing and coming mm-hmm. up with the way that I'm going to tell the story, how I plan to, you know, interweave the history, which was really shown through the footage and archival footage and stills, and how I'm going to, you know, weave the story to present time, and even figuring out, you know, what moments, what stories do I want to try and reenact and recreate, which is mm-hmm. where Anthony Stately's son, you know, came in. And I already, before I even reached out to Anthony, I already, you know, had the vision. And I am during my research, I came across his sons, which I love so dearly. And I seen an article that was written about them in The Circle. And I was just like, man, this is so perfect. You know, I always try to find ways to bring in other indigenous, you know, talent, not only like what we see visually, but what we hear. And what was so awesome was getting the support and the agreement for Keith Sokola to let us allow us to license his music to use in the future within the documentaries. So, you know, I really try to bring on as much as I can with a limited amount of budget, you know, because we work with like opposed to, you know, Hollywood documentaries or, you know, these Netflix documentaries where their budgets are like multi-million-dollar budgets, but mm-hmm. ours is a few $100,000. So, you know, we do what we can with it to do what we can to make the best story.
Well, Dr. Stately was saying how great of the experience it was for him and his kids, right, Dr. Stately?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. And it was like just really, you know, I was into photography, and I think, you know, I don't know, I think I told you this when we first started conversating. I used to live in Los Angeles, so I kind of had like this idea of, well, you know, went there as a young man, I'm gonna be a Hollywood Indian. I was gonna be a country singer too. Or
oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah.
These are like big dreams at 22, 23, uh-huh. you know, like, you know, and yeah, so I was like, I've been around a lot of that world because my former partner was also a makeup artist, worked in that industry, and then he also awesome. Was like a fashion photographer and worked in, with a lot of Hollywood folks. So I kind of lived in that area and worked in that area, but this is the first time I sort of been that close up to people actually filming. Like I usually have, like, maybe I was lucky to be enough on a sound stage and it was happening way over there. So I didn't really see all the stuff that went into it, but I was there on the ice with them and watching them and, you know, watching them do their work. And I was just really impressed at like how like amazing and professional they all were. And it was such a wonderful experience, you know. They gave my sons a little stipend. They were so proud of their little check that they got when it came in the mail, too. Yeah, awesome. I was like, I would have done this for free. Right. I don't care about that.
That's awesome.
So really, you know, the best payment was spending time with Henry and talking to him. It was like this mm-hmm. the most amazing experience.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's great.
For sure.
Definitely. So could you give those dates again for the War Road premiere and also in the Twin Cities again?
Sure. So the War Road premiere is going to be happening during Hockey Day Minnesota, and that's this Friday, January 26th at 3 p.m. And a Minneapolis screening is going to be taking place during the Great Northern Film Festival on Wednesday, January 31st. At 7 p.m.
Well, we'll be there, darn it. And one last, we got just a minute left. One last thing. What do you feel like one of the most important things that people, anyone watching this, is the takeaway of the Henry story?
You know what? I think of one of his last lines in the film, and he says, if you're going through hell, just keep going and get through it, because the positives will start to happen. And then to me, I felt like that line summed up, you know, the whole film, because really it's about, you know, overcoming our personal challenges and finding that resiliency within us to succeed and be the best at what it is that you put your heart into.
Wow, beautiful. Leah, come on the show before the premiere here on TPT too, and let's get people out there watching it. Really appreciate you being on with us, and we're going to be rooting for you, and what a great, great story that you're going to be telling. Pini Gigi for coming on.
Wopita Tonka, thank you for having me.
All right.
Hey. Great premiere.
Bye. All right. Up next, Dr. Stately. Oh, we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, wow. How exciting for the community. We're here with Dr. Stately here, who's CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And it's fun having a small community and get connected, and your kids, your boys are in this documentary, proud dad time, and it'll be alive forever.
Yeah, I think that's pretty special. That's kind of cool. You know, in a couple decades from now, they'll be able to show it to their kids and be like, look, there I am.
Yeah,
definitely. I think I saw clip of them in the trailer, Dr. Stately. In the headband?
Oh, that made the trailer. It's cool. Yeah. So she sent me quite a while ago. She sent me the original, like she sent me a link to the unfinished, like the almost completed production. You know, like the no color correction yet. It was like I felt like I was watching, you know, video of like you know, like in the late 60s, early 70s, like the whole thing felt like it was like that, because none of it had been color corrected yet. It was like, you know, it had the little lines through it, like, you know, you see like when you watch your Super 8 film. It produced this whole like feeling of nostalgia for me. I was like remembering, like, you know, being a young man growing up in the Twin Cities, watching hockey. We used to go to North Stars hockey all the time when I was a kid. You know, my grandpa Erie and my grandpa Paul would take us to those hockey games whenever he had free tickets. And also my mom was friends with, I would say Bill Chapman. He used to take us to games too. Anyway, it was just a really wonderful experience. And I was happy to like have my sons be able to meet like somebody of Henry Boucher's, you know, stature and history making. I wanted them to understand, like, you know, that, you know, greatness looks like a lot of things. It doesn't look like, you know, like necessarily, you know, although I think, you know, people like Mark Fleury, like, you know, all the attention he got for like wearing the masks on the Wild Thing, the Dakota mask on, those kinds of things. Well, that's greatness, and that's beautiful in all kinds of really important, meaningful ways. Here's a man, a Native man who's from Minnesota, who grew up in a small, poor community and was able to get all the way to the NHL. And, you know, and worked hard to get there. And I try to remind them of that. Like it takes a lot of hard work, and it takes dedication and belief in yourself.
Absolutely. You know, the 69 Minnesota State Tournament where he was injured, they lost in overtime to Edina, and he's considered one of the greatest players ever to play in Minnesota hockey. And just to read that and know that, this documentary is going to be awesome because, again, we're getting to tell our own stories, Dr. Stately, and that's so cool.
Well, I think that's really meaningful. It's an important piece of, like, history to commemorate, and it's also, and to, you know, and institutionalize so that all, you know, so that, you know, everybody can knows this is like the truth, the story about his life, mm-hmm. and his pathway and his roadway to get to where he was at. I think it's important that other Native boys and girls see that, you know, see that experience and understand it, and they can see themselves in that person, because he reflects back to them, you know, who they are as Indigenous people, and understanding, like, you know, what is possible when you have a dream and you have a vision and you're passionate and you're willing to work hard for something. And I was really happy that I was able to sort of expose my sons to that time with him. I remember that we were sitting here, and I was sitting, I think, here at the dining room table, in my house, and I heard the news. It was late at night. I heard the news that Penny had passed, and mm-hmm. Somebody had texted me, and I was like, oh, you know, I took a deep breath. I was like, you know, I actually gasped. I was like, I knew his health was fragile. We talked a little bit about that. He talked about his health condition. He talked about how important this movie was to have him get it completed. I was, you know, in awe of him. He was really proud of, you know, all of his progeny that he created that are amazing hockey players too. You know, mm-hmm. all of his grandchildren, his children and grandchildren who play hockey and who are continuing that legacy that he started. And I think that's really just a beautiful thing that we have that documented, right? And that we have that story can't be untold now. And so it's a really amazing thing.
Well, that makes me think of, what was it, 2 or 3 years his grandson was in the hockey tournament with playing for War Road, and also had long hair and wear the headband in honor of his grandfather.
Yeah. So, and his family is just really wonderful people. I remember when my sons won the state tournament a couple of years ago. I called Jason Shakopee's dad, because my sons are, like, you know, in awe of him, and TJ Oshie and that whole family system, really proud of them. And, you know, and like him, I was thinking about, like, Leah's comments as she was being interviewed during your conversation. Like them, my sons are the only Native kids in their whole entire association. They don't see a whole lot of other Native kids on the ice playing with them. Mm. And it is a very, very deeply white dominated sport. And they've had some of their own experiences of, like, you know, racism, both covert and overt. And it's been challenging to support them through that as they grow up and be young men and go out into the world and try to find their place. And, you know, having these conversations with them about, you know.
Yeah.
It's that internet.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's crazy, Haley. I just got to read a couple things here. And one of the things was that he was injured and by Dave Forbes of the Boston Bruins. He was assaulted in a stick, publicized stick incident, and it left Henry with a cracked bone around his eye and blurred vision, and he tried to sue the NHL. He was out of the NHL by, I think he was 28 years old, and that's the sad fact. And, you know, some of the things that the documentary, Leia and Dr. Stately were alluding to, he had some rough times there, and then he was sobered up and really has been part and helped the community for the rest of his life. So he's going to be greatly missed. Greatly missed.
Yeah. Well, and Leia's film, the documentary that she has coming out, The Electric Indian, if you can't make it up to War Road to see that premiere this weekend, they will be doing a release of it January 31st here in the Twin Cities from 7 to 9 p.m. And this will be aired at the Main Cinema, which is 115 Southeast Main Street. Tickets are $15, and you can look up more information at thegreatnorthernfestival.com.
We got less than a minute. Dr. Stately's back. Any final words, feelings? It's always great to see you, and you know, what a great thing to be a part of coming up.
Yeah, it was a deep honor to be part of it. You know, there is no greater sport than the United States other than hockey. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, wait a minute. No, hockey is pure sport when it's played right, you know, and in the young people play it right because they go back up and down and work their skills. You know, the old Rodney Dangerfield line, I was at a boxing match and a hockey game broke out. That's the way it was in the 70s, and I think it's less fighty now, but it's a skill. It's a big skill.
Yeah, it teaches them a lot of life lessons, which is really great.
Right on. Hey, Pini Gigi, Dr. Stately, thanks for coming on, and as always, we're still here. We are the seventh generation. This has been Native Roots Radio.
Free Leonard Peltier. Now.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president, his long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News. The Senate appears to be closing in on a rare bipartisan agreement on new immigration reform and border security, but that deal's in jeopardy with key Republicans expressing concern former President Trump could derail the negotiations.
Sources familiar with negotiations confirmed the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over certain levels. The possible bipartisan deal has come under pressure from Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, trying to appeal directly to the former president.
I will say to President Trump, if we can put this package together the way I hope it falls into place, that you'll have more tools to secure America than you've ever had.
Trump has made immigration one of his top campaign issues. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners back in the air and carrying passengers. Alaska Airlines and United, the only two U.S. airlines that operate the particular model, put both the jets back in service. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world. Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News. The Senate appears to be closing in on a rare bipartisan agreement on new immigration reform and border security, but that deal's in jeopardy, with key Republicans expressing concern former President Trump could derail the negotiations.
Sources familiar with negotiations confirm the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over certain levels. The possible bipartisan deal has come under pressure from Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, trying to appeal directly to the former president.
I will say to President Trump, if we can put this package together the way I hope it falls into place, that you'll have more tools to secure America than you've ever had.
Trump has made immigration one of his top campaign issues. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners back in the air and carrying passengers. Alaska Airlines and United, the only two U.S. airlines that operate the particular model, put both the jets back in service. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM, Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News. The Senate appears to be closing in on a rare bipartisan agreement on new immigration reform and border security, but that deal's in jeopardy, with key Republicans expressing concern former President Trump could derail the negotiations.
Sources familiar with negotiations confirm the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over certain levels. The possible bipartisan deal has come under pressure from Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, trying to appeal directly to the former president.
I will say to President Trump, if we can put this package together the way I hope it falls into place, that you'll have more tools to secure America than you've ever had.
Trump has made immigration one of his top campaign issues. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners back in the air and carrying passengers. Alaska Airlines and United, the only two U.S. airlines that operate the particular model, put both the jets back in service. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke.
but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mr. Biden, President Biden, calling the proposed border reforms proposed in a bipartisan Senate deal the, quote, toughest and fairest the country has ever had. It would give him power to close the border if it becomes overwhelmed with a surge of migrants, and also provide money for another 12,000 border agents, 1,600 asylum officers, and several hundred more immigration judges. A British tanker was in danger of sinking yesterday off the Gulf of Aden after a Houthi missile strike. The U.S. retaliated in that. A day after an $83.3 million New York jury verdict against former President Trump, Trump resuming his push for the 2024 presidential nomination. The possible sources in the Biden administration say U.S. negotiators are making progress on a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months. This is ABC News.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mr. Biden, President Biden, calling the proposed border reforms proposed in a bipartisan Senate deal the, quote, toughest and fairest the country has ever had. It would give him power to close the border if it becomes overwhelmed with a surge of migrants, and also provide money for another 12,000 border agents, 1,600 asylum officers, and several hundred more immigration judges. A British tanker was in danger of sinking yesterday off the Gulf of Aden after a Houthi missile strike. The U.S. retaliated in that. A day after an $83.3 million New York jury verdict against former President Trump, Trump resuming his push for the 2024 presidential nomination. The possible sources in the Biden administration say U.S. negotiators are making progress on a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months. This is ABC News. An outbreak of bird flu is driving up egg prices and devastating poultry industry workers. More from ABC's Brian Clark.
Bird flu has caused agricultural officials to slaughter almost 82 million birds in 47 states over the last 2 years.
Heartbreaking doesn't describe how you feel when you walk in and perfectly healthy young birds have been just laid out.
Mike Weber's company recently had to kill 550,000 birds. They're in Sonoma County, California, where the bird flu is causing a state of emergency. The epidemic partly to blame for a nearly 9% increase in egg prices from November to December. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A new warning from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this time about measles. The agency's telling physicians to be on the alert for a growing number of infections. They say there have been 23 confirmed cases of measles since last December. The known cases have been reported in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Washington, D.C. Championship Sunday, Chiefs versus Ravens and the Lions versus 49ers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.